Did you know that if you can't name how you feel more than just happy, sad, angry, you're doomed to be suffering from an eternal case of brain fog? You see, emotions are these wonderful feelings and hormones and things that royally boil inside of us all the time. Sometimes they're strong emotion, sometimes it's not so strong, but we always feel something about ourselves, about our environment. But if you ever get into an experience where something happens to you, you have an altercation with someone, something bad happens to you, you experience loss, grief, those kinds of things. If you're not able to figure out how to process all that emotional stuff, your brain will not, cannot function properly. It's interesting. So if you have a really bad situation with someone, you have an argument with someone or an altercation or a client, you know, is coming at you and being really aggressive, or you're working with a colleague and they get aggressive, your body shoots out a ridiculous amount of cortisol. And that cortisol, just so you know, takes 3 days to get out of your system. So if you have an argument with someone on Friday, you probably don't feel better about the situation yourself or that person until Tuesday. That's because you've got a whole bunch of stuff zooming through your veins, keeping you all welled up, keeping you ruminating, going over it again. And then I'd say this and that and this and that and oh man, and your comebacks would be amazing. But if you were able to say, okay, how am I actually feeling? And give your emotions complex words. Again, complex is anything more than happy, sad, angry. You're able to actually deal with all of it faster, get through that cortisol rush faster, or certainly not allow it to take you down. And if you can do that, you have clarity, you can make decisions, you can see the solution ahead of you. What should you actually say to that person? Like actually say to that person, not say to that person to potentially go to jail, but you know, or start the conversation over again and create an even bigger problem. Nah, the right thing to do. The right thing to do is always right in front of you. But sometimes our emotions are so strong, or we refuse to look at them and give them a name, we can't get rid of them. So I've got this really cool thing. You're always welcome to book a call with me if you want to do this or anything together with me. My son, who is autistic, also has anxiety disorder. When he was small, I needed him to use complex words so I could help him deal with the anxiety and panic attacks so that the big wave would actually come down. It wouldn't get steeper. It would actually be something that he could manage. When we don't deal with our emotions, if you do suffer from panic or any kind of those kind of situations where you feel nervous and anxious for absolutely no reason, or maybe there is a reason, if you can truly identify like what those feelings are and give it a name, then you kind of take it outside of yourself and then you can deal with it. So what I did with him, I don't have the exact thing that I used with him when he was a child. For him, we used like a little paper with about 50 different faces on it. And they had just, again, they're happy, sad, mad, but also had things like disappointed, envious, jealousy, dismayed, frustrated. And I would have him, because he was 3, point at the face that was most like how his body was feeling, right? And how his mind was feeling. And because we were able to do that, he's 16 years old and he's way better able to work through incredibly complex teenage emotions, handle his issues, and then move on and make good decisions. Because when you're in the midst of really strong emotions or a panic situation, you are not going to make good decisions. So you need to come out of that as fast as possible. So I use this cool thing. You just get off the internet, get off Google. It's great. My hair's like flying all over the place here. Hope you're enjoying the show. And in this wheel, all I do with my clients who are going through a situation where they don't know how they feel. When someone says that, they generally don't know if they want to know how they feel. But I'm in the business of helping people get through stuff like that, identify it so we can deal with it. If you don't give it a name, you're doomed to continue to feel it. So I'm not going to read all of these, but it starts in the middle with like the big feelings: fearful, angry, disgusted, sad, happy, surprised, and bad. And then from there, it kind of shoots out, gets a little more specific. So under fearful, it'd be anxious or rejected. Angry would have humiliated and frustrated. Disgusted has stuff like disapproving and awful. Sad, I'm just giving you like Cole's notes. There's like 7 or 8 for each of these. Vulnerable, guilty, right? So we may feel guilty about things. Under happy, there's playful, accepted, peaceful, surprised. It could be startled and amazed. Again, these can be positive or negative. And then under bad, it's bored or stressed or tired. And again, there's another outer ring again with even more complex emotions. So all you have to do, if this is an exercise you want to do, I'm happy to do a call with you guys and you book it free. I'll put the link in the comments down below. But what if you're feeling a certain way or something has happened to you and you're like, I need to know how I feel so I can let it go because I need to get clear again. I need to be in control of my mind and of my decisions and of everything that's happening. This is how you do it. I have helped people with this come back from truly horrific situations where they didn't want to feel anything to realize, especially when we went through the happy stuff, that there was some good and there was some positivity and there was some hope in this situation. And at the end of it, even though there was a lot of negativity, a lot of hopelessness, a lot of overwhelm, they could see that there's a counterbalance and that gave them strength to move on. I had another person who had extreme amounts of loss, the death of a parent most recently, but previously in her life, there had been more people who have left her. And with everyone that left, not only was there grief, but there was devastation. In this last situation where her mom unfortunately passed away, she felt the grief, but not the devastation. And so she spent a lot of her time kind of waiting for the hammer to fall. It was a terrible way to think. And so as we go through this, and what we realized is that in the previous situations, all the people who had chosen to leave. Her mom didn't choose to go. She just passed. So that's why there was grief, but no devastation, right? Because there was no choosing in the leaving, and that brought her great peace. And without that peace, all the bad habits came back, right? That we had been working so hard to eradicate. But now that we had given it a name, we said, okay, this is what's actually going on. Okay, well, now we can find solutions to pull out of it. Now we can build a plan. Now we can see on the other side. So emotions, some people think, oh, you know, how do emotions play into and why are they important for business? Why are they important for, you know, building my career? They're everything about being successful, because if you can't think, you're toast. And it doesn't matter what you're trying to do. You're trying to be a better parent. If you can't think because your emotions are clouding your vision, you're not going to make the best choices. You're not going to use the best words, and you can do a lot of damage. And this happens in relationships, life, business, community, everywhere. If you have clogged emotions, then you have a clogged brain. So the emotion wheel is something that's really, really great. Again, you can get it off the internet. There's 1,000 variations of this. If you'd like to go through this with me to not only figure out what the heck you're feeling and why, but then what are we going to do about it? By all means, please do book a call with me. There's going to be links all over the place. You can do that because the sooner you get past this mental block, the sooner you can have clarity on exactly what you should be doing. Because my friends, I will tell you, that life you want, that partner you want, that experience, that business, everything you want is right in front of you. But if you have blinders on, you will never, ever see it. My gift to you is the gift of sight, your own sight. I don't have to tell you what to see. I'm going to show you by exercises similar to this and lots of others, how you can see how to get exactly what you want. Because the other good news is all you need to get what you want is sitting right where you are.